I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People need advice. You need some. 1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerAndHotWings.com. TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at FBHW Show. You can send them in, idiots, at FreeBeerAndHotWings.com. This one came in a little while ago. I recently discovered that my wife had been cheating on me for 6 months. I've decided to get a divorce. I have a really good relationship with my in-laws, and they have not communicated with me at all. I suspect they haven't been told the truth about what's happened. Should I reach out to them and tell them why we're divorcing? I respect them, and I don't want them to think I caused this.
Nope. Don't do it. They're going to pick their kid every time. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Trust me. Yeah. I don't know how much they like you.
It depends on the situation, though. I do know people that have, like, cut out their own child because they know the child is the problem and not the... So, I mean, I don't know what their relationship
I think
is
just
like.
Telling... I think you should tell them just so you can say, hey, look, I don't expect you to keep a relationship with me over your daughter. But I just wanted you to know that I was invested in this relationship and I was in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. But this was a bridge I could not cross. Yeah. I wish you and the rest of your family well, and I hope your daughter is fine. But I wanted you to know that I remain the kind of man you hoped I would be.
P.S. I didn't do anything.
P.S. Yeah. I didn't do anything. Yeah.
Innocent person. Thank you.
I would feel like just for me, I would need to do that.
Yeah. I mean, the worst that happens is that they just don't communicate with you still. So I don't,
but at least they
know. I don't see a problem
reaching
out.
And you know they know.
Yeah, I don't see a problem reaching out saying, hey, you know, like I wouldn't mind still having a certain level of relationship. I know we're not going to get together for picnics and stuff, but, you know, sometimes that can work out that way.
Well, sometimes it has to also. I mean, if there's kids involved, then those are their grandkids.
Sure.
And I mean, like there's going to be times where you have to cross paths. So,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any problem reaching out. Again, what's the worst that happens? You still aren't talking.
Mm-hmm. Let's try this one. I worked 4 years as a land surveyor and our department got laid off. I got a job closer to home as a drafter, which seemed nice at first, but the boss is a disaster. I've never done this role and was told I'd be trained. I was trained minimally at best. I've had to figure everything else out myself. By the way, it seems like a lot of jobs when they say you'll receive training. They start to train you, and then they go, all right, good luck, see ya.
Yeah, it's like they go, this is how the key in the door lock works.
You got this, right?
Figure out the rest.
You'll be good.
I've double-checked my work with other workers above me, and they always say it's great, but I give it to my boss, and he'll wad it up without glancing at it and saying it's a bunch of S. He constantly yells at other employees in front of everyone, including his wife, who works with him, and calling him a stupid B in front of the whole office.
Well,
I'm not
great.
Comfortable in this environment. I've never quit without notice, but I think I should. I have a decent savings, and I've already put in many other applications. The place is making me miserable. The only reason I'd stay is if you need that job to pay your bills before you get the next one. If you can leave and be comfortable and not be miserable in that toxic place, don't let some 2-week rule
be your guide. They are not being guided by social cues either.
No, no,
you don't need to use rules they aren't using.
No, I would. I mean, for me, my comfort level would be to make sure I have another job first, regardless of whatever my savings were, unless I had, you know, like unlimited savings and it didn't matter and I was doing it for fun. But you're not. So that's the only thing that I would do differently. But
definitely get out of there.
Yeah, you don't need to get 2 weeks notice, though.
Yeah, you don't know them.
Get the hell out of there.
They wouldn't give you 2 weeks notice if they were going to fire you.
Or go over the person's head. I mean, you're already showing his bosses your work and they think your work is good. And say, hey, look, man, there's a real issue here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, maybe they'll recognize that and go, yeah, we know we're going to get rid of him or something. Who knows?
If he can't respect his own wife in that environment, he's never going to respect you.
No.
So,
God, no.
Get out of there.
Absolutely true. Let's see. Advice needed. This is someone from Holland, Michigan, right on the lake shore of Lake Michigan. Live in West Michigan, close to the lake. Do I buy a fast, fun boat?
Yes.
Or do the wife and I try to have kids? Well, I think this is a question for your wife, my friend.
This is easy, man. Buy the boat and try to have kids. If you don't succeed at kids, good news. You still have the boat.
Yeah.
If you do succeed, you have 9 months to sell the boat.
Kids love boats.
Or figure out how to keep the boat and have kids.
Or make a kid on the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, yeah. Use the motion of the ocean, as they say.
You ever think about that?
Boat baby.
Yeah.
I do think that your wife is the one who should have greater input on this discussion than the Free Beer and Hot Wing show.
Look, I mean, you could say that about literally every message that we get about advice.
True, surely, some more so than others.
Surely
though.
There's somebody who's better qualified to give the advice, but I mean, they came to us.
I mean, but yeah, we don't know. I mean, that person's wife might be just terrible at all decisions.
She might be a terrible mother in waiting.
I mean, it might be, yeah. She might be a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, do you think she's going to be an awful mom who hits the kid with a coat hanger?
Yeah.
I'd get the boat.
Yeah, I mean, you could consider just, you know, getting rid of her, too, and get an even bigger boat.
Yeah, get a boat and adopt a kid.
Yeah. There's so many options when there's a boat involved. And they're all good decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, a reminder, the old cliche about boats. Your two favorite days of a boat owner are the day you get your boat and the day you sell your boat.
Well, everybody always says, I know I was listening to Dave Ramsey yesterday, and he was saying that the best investment you can make for your family is a boat.
Yeah, absolutely. He said, if you look at rich people, they always have boats. Why? Mm-hmm. Boats make you rich.
Well, because here's the thing. I mean, sometimes, admittedly, not every boat makes you rich. Some boats cost you money. But kids also cost money.
Oh, yeah.
The benefit is that if it's not working out, you can get rid of the boat.
Yeah, and you're supposed to enjoy your time on a boat.
At least not without a lot of stress and problems.
Right. You can't drop a boat off at a firehouse.
No.
That doesn't mean the same thing as what you were saying. I just wanted to say it.
I mean, maybe you could. I don't
know.
Sure
you can.
Firefighters might dig a cool boat.
Yeah. You can't sink a child for the insurance money.
I mean, you shouldn't.
That's a good point.
You definitely should not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this one. Free Beer and Hot Wings, rest of the gang. I am in a bad spot. My wife's family goes on a week vacation every year the week after the 4th of July at the same resort.
Okay.
My sister-in-law and I are both stubborn and opinionated, and we don't always get along. Last year, during the vacation, we got into a big argument, and I left 3 days early so the vacation didn't have a cloud over it for everyone else, and I was not ready to let it go. Still sounds like a cloud over it, by the way.
Yeah.
My wife and kids stayed the rest of the trip, which was fine with me. This year, our very close friends want our families to go camping the week of the 4th. I want to take a break from her family, and I already got a couple of days on that week of the 4th, days off, that is, so I'm trying to talk my wife into going to our friends instead of her family for this year. My wife has agreed to take a break from the family trip, but doesn't want to make her family mad by getting a cabin with friends and not them the following week. I told my wife that she can go to her family's vacation and be with them because me and the kids have the summer off and can do whatever they want. My wife and the kids, I think, is what it's supposed to say.
Okay.
I need to choose my time from work and would like to do something with our friends. Which direction should I go? I get that. Like, if you only get 1 week off and you're not having fun going with her family every year?
The same thing every year?
Yeah, it's incredibly unfair for her to expect you on every vacation you have to spend the entire vacation with her family. Mm-hmm. Every year, year in and year out. That's craziness.
Unless you love it.
Unless you love it, yeah. I mean, then that's fine. But I got to imagine that gets pretty boring for the kids, too. But, you know, I don't know the situation. Maybe there's a lot of kids. But still, I mean, if you only get, you know, if she's like a stay-at-home mom or whatever, or a teacher and has summers off or whatever the situation is, and they have more time, that's different. But, yeah, if you get like 1 week every summer and you have to do the same thing every year with people you don't want to do it with, that's a drag.
Well, even if it was people you wanted to do it with, change up the location. Oh, my God. My parents, and I love this for them. They're retired. They love this little place, Edisto Beach in South Carolina. Every single summer, they get a week or 2 weeks there, and they always tell us there's room for anybody who wants to come, and you can come. But they never get mad at us, ever, if I'm like, okay, you guys do this every year, so you'll probably do it next year. And I've done it 10 times.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to go to Ireland, or I'm going to go to Costa Rica, or I'm going to go, because that's my week of vacation, too. Mm-hmm. And my mom will tell me, I want to plan this around the week when, because we have set vacations. So I want you to be able to go. And the last couple of years, I'm like, hey, please don't do that, because more than likely, I won't go. And it's not because I don't like them. It's just because I would rather go somewhere different. Now, if they were saying, hey, where would you want to go and make it accessible to where my mom can easily travel there? Absolutely. Let's make that work. But, yeah, I don't want to go to the same beach for 4, 5, 6 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to go on adventures. So I think that's totally fair to say to your wife. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You go on that. But please don't hold it against me or the kids if I talk to the kids and they're like, we would rather go and to a cabin with friends.
I feel like the family would understand that, too. Definitely. If they just said, like, hey, we go here every year. We just want to do something a little bit different this year with our kids, with our friends.
And the mom and the kids are still can go.
Mm-hmm.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Everybody might be happier. I wouldn't feel bad about that.
I think you got to, with that one, I feel like it's got to be a united front.
That's
like,
definitely
we're,
true.
I think that's going to make it easier. Because if you end up going, if the guy ends up going with the kids, with the friends, and the wife goes with her family, there's a lot of opportunity for there to be like,
oh, it's the beginning of the end.
A spike just pushed right in between them.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.